post-game at Dumfries Ice Bowl with Coach Rob Wilkinson in his first Big Red Machine radio interview. In the end, 8-4. But really, it was all kind of lost in the third period there, wasn't it? We battled so hard to get it back to 3-3 at the end of the second, and then we were only a goal down, and that 5-minute penalty just seemed to take the wind out of our sails.
Oh, definitely. We first period we thought we were okay. We didn't think we started really well, but we were still okay, still in the game at 2-1. Second period, I thought we were very, very good. Won that period, I believe.
We did.
To get back 3-3. So I had a good talk in the dressing room at the start of the third, and we thought we were all geared up to do really well. And then the power play, I'm not sure. I don't know whether we're overthinking it. We're spending too much time talking about it, but it destroyed our game. Because it was so poor and we lost, and it absolutely killed our momentum, and we were on the back foot after that, and we couldn't recover from it. And then the third period went on to being a bit of a disaster, if we're going to be honest, because we lost 5-1, especially from being as good as we were the second period. It's a little bit hard to swallow, to be honest with you.
I think a feature of the Stars all season has been our ability to kind of bounce back from those knocks. I think this is the first game where that really hasn't happened. We've had the knock and don't seem to have been able to pick ourselves back up from it.
No, definitely. Like I said about the power play we had, which I think that they got power plays at crucial times, and they controlled the power plays, and I think they might have scored a couple of goals, and we might have scored one or two, I'm not sure, but we just really struggled and we lost so much momentum. And hockey's a game, you can't just turn it on and off. Do you know what I mean? And we have to learn, like Solway tonight, they played for 60 minutes, and we just haven't found the knack of being able to concentrate for 60 minutes and playing the entire game. And like I said, you can't turn it on and off, and when you start to lose a little bit of momentum like we did in the last period, it is hard. It's hard to get that back, really hard.
Well, there's a lot of changes to the lines made today for this game, and it did all seem to be working quite swimmingly for two periods. We brought young Finn Braden in for today's game, and he's fitted in onto the second line today. But all the lines were a little bit different. How, if we take the third period out just for a second, how did the new lineups seem to be working for you?
To be honest, I think even the third period, possibly, like I think 5-on-5, we were okay. We more than held our own 5-on-5. It was just that it was the special teams that hurt us. But no, the lines, they look good in training. And then I think like the first line looked very good in training. And there were signs tonight like they scored two or three goals, I think. But even the second line, there was that's a younger line. And even there, like the chemistry, there was things starting to click. There was odd little plays where you thought, ooh, where we're passing the puck around, and it looked really good, and obviously that'll take time to develop. But I think the signs and our third line, because Finn comes in, it allows our third line to be a bit stronger. And then we've got a couple of wingers on the fourth line who are really unlucky to be down there. Kids that have been working really hard all season. So no, that the lines hopefully if we can sort the special teams out, the lines 5-on-5. Like I say, we'll just keep trying to develop them, and I think that could be a real plus for us.
Hi everyone, it's Craig Simpson here, just popping in between this Rob Wilkinson interview from last weekend to remind you that this Sunday, the 5th of December, it is the Tees Tyne Derby, Whitley Warriors in town, and it is also our Air the Bear game. So if you are coming along to the Forum Ice Arena, it's a 5:30 face-off. Bring yourself a teddy bear or a soft toy. Wrap it up in plastic bags. Keep it warm and dry from the ice. And at the end of our first period, we'll peel back the netting and we'll ask you to air the bear. Toys will be donated to the local hospitals and some local charities as well. So any support is greatly appreciated. It's always a fantastic event at the Billingham Stars. So we do hope you can join us Sunday. Tees Tyne Derby action, but also it's air the bear.
we can take positives from tonight. We've mentioned Finn. He's coming tonight, and he's recorded his first senior point, which is always good. And as you say, sometimes those lines really were clicking. So we can take positives out of tonight. We just maybe have to sort out those special teams.
Yeah, without a doubt. Not Finn. It gives everyone a lift, you know, because sometimes like he did a couple of things in that game where he sort of. There was once, it was second period, I believe, where he came down a defenceman and he kind of put it through his legs and went round him and the whole bench are up on the feet and it does give everyone a lift. But yeah, just the special teams. We really need to get better on the special teams.
Well, we've got an overnight stay over in Scotland tonight, and then we've got to make another trip up to Dundee tomorrow. We already know a little bit about them. They've come into our barn and put us on the wrong end of a 6-1 result not so long ago. And they've qualified for the cup semi final as well. They'll be on a high. What do we need to do to put things right against them?
We just need to bring what we brought to this game. But we need to try and build some momentum, because obviously tomorrow's a big game in terms that if we win, it just raises the confidence. And I think it's all about momentum. Like as long as we can try to. We're just trying to get better and better with every game, even if it's just small improvements. If we keep getting better and better, then we'll be a team. We'll be a team. So if we can just bring, especially the second period, I mean, unless you're here and you see this rink and you realise the dimensions of it with like the size of the end zone, the neutral zone, it's a hard rink to play in. And they're a very, very good team. For us to be as good as we were the second period, I think it shows how good we can be. We just like we've said a couple of times, we need to bring that consistency in there, and we need to learn how to play a 60-minute game.
So, just for you personally, you've been with us for a couple of weeks now, and obviously you come in part way through the season. But I presume you've seen a little bit of the stars before you came onto the bench. What's your overall thoughts so far?
It's exciting. It's exciting because, and I hope the fans realise that this is. Like we played Solway tonight, and if you look at the age of their team, they've got some young lads, but they've got a lot of old hands on there as well. Some good senior players. So I think for the fans, I think with this little project that we've got at Billingham, it's not going to be this year, and it might not be next year. But like make no mistakes about it, in 2 or 3 years' time, this team will be good again, and we should be competing at the top of the league. Do you know what I mean? So just being part of that in the early stages, it's pretty exciting, and there is some good players there. The future looks quite bright.
I think we'd all agree with that. We've seen the effort that the lads have put in so far this season, and like I say, other than part of the third period tonight, we've never really let our heads go down. So the future must be bright when you've got the right attitude.
I got involved with this because I kept getting so frustrated. I kept getting so frustrated that everybody, they would say, oh, they're doing well, they're holding their own, because we weren't meant to do anything this year. But the reason I got so frustrated, because I knew we could be so much better and we should be doing more than just holding our own. Like, we need to find a way to start winning these games. And yeah, and it's just, we'll see. It's going to take time, but hopefully we'll get there.
Brilliant. Well, it's been cracking to talk to you for the first time on Big Red Machine Radio. Hopefully not the last time. I suspect Mr. Foster might put you forward for a few more interviews yet. So hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
I'll listen to it first to see how it goes before I volunteer next time.
Thanks very much, Rob.